The agenda for sustainable development that was agreed in September last year is an extraordinary document because it focuses on the future that the world's leaders and their people want for the world, and that means the people and the planet, and they want to see that put in place within the next 15 years. It's an extraordinary undertaking to develop this kind of charter and to get a total agreement of all the world's leaders in support of it. And as my job is to try to help make sure that that gets put in place quickly and well, I would say it's about the toughest job any human being could be given.
The UN has done all the hard work, or some of the hard work, getting the international community to sign up to the SDGs. Isn't the onus now on the countries themselves to get cracking?
The 2030 agenda was actually devised and developed by countries. The UN acted as the convener, the supporter, sometimes the catalyst. But in contrast to just about every other international agreement that I know of, this was truly developed and owned by nations. And in the process, nations, the governments of nations, consulted extensively with their people. We know that there were millions of people engaged directly or indirectly through non-governmental groups, through academic bodies, through think tanks. And so this was a truly multilateral endeavour with great involvement from people.
Does the hard work really begin now?
Sometimes people tell me how marvellous the agreements reached last year on sustainable development, on climate, and on financing for development, how marvellous these agreements are. And I say, yes, they're multilateralism at its best. But I also say, and I find everybody agrees with me, that the hard work started on January the 1st, when these agreements came into force. And I would stress to you that it's going to be a massive task to get the agenda fully implemented at country level, and more importantly, in local communities throughout the world.
There are 17 sustainable development goals. Which is the one area where you believe more progress is needed?
The 17 goals represent an indivisible tapestry of thinking and action that applies in every community everywhere in the world. They are universal, but they're also indivisible. And that means that we really do not believe that any one goal should be separated out from the others. And as you study them, you realize that although they're presented as individual goals, they actually represent a total and completely intertwined lattice of action that is relevant for every human being everywhere.
And what will you personally be doing over the next year or so?
I work very directly for Ban Ki-moon as the Secretary General, and he has instructed me to support him to make certain that what the member states have asked for in this 2030 agenda actually gets implemented as fully as possible by all actors within the system, and indeed working beyond the system. I look in three directions. I look to the countries that themselves develop the goals and help work with them to make sure that the implementation takes place in a comprehensive way. I look to the wider society with businesses and civil society organizations, academic groups, NGOs or non-governmental groups, to make sure that they're all working in full support of the goals. And I look inside the United Nations system, all its agencies, funds and programs, its financing institutions and its economic commissions, and try to ensure that the UN system is fully supporting implementation. I can't do it all myself, so it's all done working through others on behalf of the Secretary General, helping him to work out where he should concentrate his attention.
What do you think the Special Advisor will be saying about the SDGs in the year 2030?
I hope that by 2030, this Special Advisor will be able to say that I have seen a transformation occur in communities throughout the world that led to standards of living and situations of life improving greatly for everybody. standards of living relating to the attributes around the individual and their communities, but also circumstances of life and situations relating to the environments within which people live, the ecosystems with which they interact, and importantly also the climate that surrounds them. If we can get all 17 of the goals fully implemented everywhere, we will have sustainable potential for everybody in the present generation and in future generations. It will be a transformation.